Why podcasts are effective in business. You can find podcasts on almost any subject, from dog training, to true crime, to board game reviews. You want it? Someone has done it. That includes business. Podcasting has had a significant impact on business culture. In this issue of The Pulse, we look at that history, and how a podcast might fit into your business model. History of the podcast. The earliest iterations of podcasting can be traced back to the 1980s, in a form called audio blogging. The term podcast wasn't coined until 2004. In the years following its official invention, the term was adopted into the dictionary as podcasts began to win popular awards, hit record download numbers, and garner six-figure deals. Notable figures such as Steve Jobs and Ricky Gervais jumped on the bandwagon, making the entertainment format a cultural phenomenon. By 2013, Apple announced that, on its platform alone, podcasts had collectively amassed over 1 billion subscribers. Today, it seems almost everyone with any kind of celebrity status has done podcasting at one point. Comedians, YouTubers, and business leaders alike have all found success across podcasting platforms. If you don't listen to podcasts, you might be wondering, how does this entertainment media apply to a professional landscape? Well, many podcasts have always taken an educational or advisory position. Due to this, they have become firmly entrenched in the business zeitgeist. Why do business leaders podcast? The answer is, they're effective. If you have the voice and personality for it, or you can find someone who does, as well as interesting things to say, a podcast is a great way to disseminate information about your business, products, industry news, and thought leadership. In short, a podcast can be a great part of your marketing plan. Why are they effective? When done well, podcasts establish you as an industry expert. As well, it gives the host the opportunity to highlight their enthusiasm and speaking skills. A regularly released podcast with well-researched, credible information tells customers they can trust that you're a leader in what you do, and that you're passionate about knowledge sharing. Podcasts also provide the medium for an authentic connection with your audience. It allows them to get to know a specific side of your brand that feels more genuine and human than just reading a website or looking at social media posts. As a bonus, many listeners build podcasts into their daily routines, such as their morning dog walk or commute. In that way, your podcast can become a part of their day more naturally than other forms of content. Listening to podcasts will also strengthen your business leadership skills. Maybe you're not in the right place with your business to produce a podcast right now. Or maybe the format doesn't appeal to your skill set. Either way, there's still something to be gained from listening to them. There are so many business-related podcasts available, and surely you can find something of value. If you need a place to start, The Balance, Small Business has several great recommendations, including the Mind Your Business podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire HBR IdeaCast. These podcasts, along with the others on the list, aim to motivate, educate, and give the spotlight to other businesses. Whether you're looking for inspiration, fresh perspective, or some industry advice, one of the podcasts on this list will surely help. In conclusion, for nearly two decades, podcasts have been entrenching themselves in the business culture. Whether you're a listener or a producer, podcasts can be incredibly valuable to your mindset, knowledge, and business leadership.